AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting that U.S. policy on North Korea has been unsuccessful. His recent tweets have some asking whether he's leaning toward military action. Now, prominent Senate Republican Bob Corker says he's concerned that President Trump could set the U.S. on the path to World War III, as he puts it. The president's also tweeting his support of Vice President Pence, who left the 49ers-Colts game yesterday after several San Francisco players took a knee during the national anthem. Sagar Magani reports.
Pence was in Indianapolis to see Peyton Manning's jersey retirement ceremony, but left the stadium after about a dozen San Francisco 49ers took a knee during the anthem. Pence tweeted he and the president will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, flag, or our national anthem. President Trump tweeted he had asked Pence to leave if any players kneeled.
Police officers who stormed the Las Vegas gunman's hotel room say he was already down when they got into the room, but they feared the threat was not over. They spoke out for the very first time last night on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I heard on the radio calls that they were telling you to watch out. There could be booby traps.
There's a room service cart with wires going on it underneath the door. There was something black on top of the cart. So initially, I'm thinking this is a booby trap. It's going
to
explode.
But it turned out to be a series of surveillance cameras the gunman had set up. Legendary Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's been fired from the company that bears his name after sexual harassment allegations. Tropical Depression Nate is marching up the East Coast now, dumping rain as it goes after knocking out power in parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida. The power's back on for most of those folks. This is AP Radio News. American Richard Thaler has won the Nobel Prize in Economics for his research showing how people's choices on economic matters are not always rational.
I think the most important impact is the recognition that economic agents are human and that economic models have to incorporate that.
Professor Thaler teaches at the University of Chicago. A top Israeli minister close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is criticizing President Trump. Zeev Elkin says he is disappointed that President Trump hasn't fulfilled his campaign promise to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israel considers Jerusalem home to holy sites sacred to Jews, Muslims, and Christians, as its capital. Palestinians demand East Jerusalem, which Israel captured from Jordan, for the capital for their future state. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.